gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to lift my voice, sing a song of praise on this good day.
Huh.
What was that?
I'm continuing to be amazed at how technology works, or sometimes doesn't work, and how dependent we are on it. And when it doesn't work, we just kind of, huh, what's going on here? How can this be? I can't imagine.
Yeah, you feel like you don't have any pants on.
Right. Well, actually, you want me to stand up? I don't have any.
No, no. It's okay.
I don't want to get too carried away there, but
Not that kind of show.
If you want to check it out, we are streaming live video at DougStephan.com. Welcome to another great American day. The Doug Stephan Good Day program wants you to be prepared, wants you to be successful. I have in my mind a word that I use too often. The word is problem. And another word that I don't use enough, solution. And that is success or solution.
Ooh, okay.
So let us turn things around, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn is here. Richie will join us in a little bit. Michael's at the controls taking your calls at 800-510-8255. Do you think you're lucky, Jennifer?
I do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
How would you define luck?
I think I'm lucky because I was born to the parents that I was born to. I think that I'm lucky because I was born in the United States. I think that I'm lucky because a lot of other people have worse situations than I do.
Yeah, even you have a bad situation using
that?
No,
but even, you know, we all think, oh, this is our life.
We do, that's right.
You
yeah,
know, and
right.
So, but then when you actually look from with some perspective, you realize, no, eh, mine's not that bad at all.
Right. Yep. Okay. So
are
you think,
lucky?
Am I? I have been told that I am very, and I think that I am, even though I resist. And that's part of one of the lessons in life that most of us have to learn, or we don't have to, but if we want to be more successful, we ought to. Luck, is what's the old expression? Is
be
preparation meeting, well, that's the, one of them, yeah. Luck be a lady, and that is a Frank Sinatra song.
Yes.
Luck is a matter of preparation meeting opportunity. You've heard that before?
Yes.
All right. So the idea is not to miss out on your opportunity because you aren't prepared. Are you prepared to meet? What's the old expression? Are you prepared to meet your maker? At the end of your life, what do you say? What do you think? How do you review your life?
I think that's kind of true, because when you really push for something,
yeah.
Have you noticed you don't get it exactly like you want it?
It's, yeah. I think that, though, that speaks to what I often think about in terms of using the mind. Uri says using your mind as a television set is a great way, in other words, visualizing yourself. If it's on a beach in Hawaii, you want to be there? Okay. How do you make it work? And then maybe you have a visualization being with a beautiful man, a beautiful woman. That could be part of it.
Or both.
Those could be. Yeah. It seems to me that there is no shortage of things to dream about. What's appropriate for you? What you are deciding you like is based mostly on what the media suggests, like skinny women. That's the whatever. If you look at all these new the fall catalogs are out for
mm-hmm.
women. I get all of these things across my desk every day. Books.
Why do you get girls' catalogs?
It's books about. There are catalogs of books about women and their preferences for this, that, and the other thing, because they know that our program is aimed at women.
Mm-hmm.
The conversations we have are more female oriented than most other radio programs. And that sounds strange in and of itself to say. But it's true that we have discussions here that aim at things that I'm interested more, and people say, well, if that's the case, how come you're talking about prostates? The prostate affects men and women, and you know, that's an advertisement. What I'm saying is the discussions that we get involved in, it seems silly, and it almost speaks to, maybe I'm sounding like a hypocrite because I'm so off of this class warfare stuff, the who makes money and who doesn't and who has to pay more in taxes and who doesn't and all that kind of stuff, which is extraordinarily destructive to the health of our country, I think. Really sick kind of things in the discussion focus. Not that they ought not to happen, but it's just the way they're being used just for political gain is just sick. And so is that the same thing where some people prefer to talk to women on the air about women's issues or men and men's issues? And no, I guess there's different interests there. Some women are interested in certain things. I don't think well, you're interested in some sports, but
I'm interested in
hockey.
Probably more sports than
I am.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like baseball and hockey and a little bit of football.
Yeah. Okay. But in terms of what we talk about, what you like to talk about on the air, it's usually things that are gossipy, things that affect people.
You make me seem so shallow.
You make me feel so.
I love a good political conversation, but I love talking about relationships. I love talking about why people do.
Well, you're an interesting human being.
Do.
That's why you're here, is you're interesting. So anyway, the point is that you are going to be presented with a lot of opportunities today to be whatever it is that you desire. Will you take advantage of those opportunities? They will knock. People say opportunity only knocks once. I don't agree with that. I think opportunity knocks every single day. Every time.
But you have to be ready to take it. That's
right.
The thing.
Yeah. You got to have self-discipline. You got to increase your knowledge, develop your skills in the area. Again, preparation, being ready for. Well, when Bill Gates came up with some of the ideas that developed into Microsoft, was he prepared? He'd spent most of his teenage years in his geekishness figuring out how all of these things worked. You think he planned to become wealthiest guy in the country, if not the world? No, probably not. But he started, he focused, he worked. That's really what creates the American dream. And as a side comment to this discussion about taxes and yada, yada, there are people who just don't understand how the system works, who complain about this, it's tax the rich. They really don't get how jobs are created. Some guy called earlier today and said that he didn't agree with that because when he goes out and buys something, that creates a job. Well, that may or may not be the case, but how did the product come to be? That's the real question. How do these products start?
Right.
Yeah.
And what I don't like about about the whole class system is I don't want the government to determine what makes me rich or not.
Right.
Because rich for me in L.A. is a lot different than rich for someone in the middle of the country where the cost of living isn't so high.
Right. Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. People could be driving something much better in the middle of the country. Expensive houses are much less. McMansions in Tiffin, Ohio, for example, cost $400,000 or $500,000, $600,000 maybe, versus in the town where I am in Massachusetts, which the same house on the same plot of land would cost at least 35% to 40%, if not 50% more.
Oh, yeah, your neighborhood's nice, very high-end.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Their neighborhoods are nice, too.
Yeah, Tiffin's got some great neighborhoods, but I'm just using that as an example.
Yeah.
You can pick your community if you're in Louisiana, you're in Georgia, listening.
What I pay for my little house in the ghetto of Los Angeles, I could buy a big mansion somewhere else, Montana or Wyoming.
Right.
Why am I still here? I don't know. I ask myself that.
Well, because it's opportunity. You have been presented with an opportunity to work in and eventually take over your father's business.
Yeah.
Come on.
Tights and a cape.
Yeah. Now that's a visualization. There it is. Yeah, ta-da. In a moment, this story about the robot who is going to be part of the London Olympics, the torch relay, and the controversy that that has created, plus a 2020 news quiz coming up. And the story that surrounds it isn't a great one. That's for a good day. The story of this man is not a good story. I take a deep breath when I say that because I know. Never mind. I'm giving you
something.
I'm not moving on because I'm very distraught by the event that surrounds this man, frankly. And so we'll talk about it in a moment. I was talking about women and prostates and stuff women don't have them unless they have a man around. And then they have them, and the man, as he gets older, gets up in the middle of the night, wakes up, goes to the bathroom, stirs, and that oftentimes stirs the partner. And it's not good. And it frankly becomes annoying if you have to do it every night, maybe two or three times a night. The worse your prostate is, the more you're going to get up. Do not have the problem. Fix the solution. This is an opportunity for a solution. How do you like that, Jennifer? Staying asleep is what you want. Waking up refreshed is what you want. That's what's desirable, right? You want to go to sleep, stay asleep, be refreshed when you wake up. And if you are, some people wake up and then they can't go back to sleep again. There's all kinds of problems attached to men and their enlarged prostate because it's not being fed properly unless you are feeding it the ingredients that are in the Supermaster Prostate product, a healthy prostate function, get restful sleep. Free bottle of Master Prostate is yours right now by calling 800-716-6520. Pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. Take my word for it. I'm on it. I don't get up in the middle of the night. You can be on it, and you don't have to get up in the middle of the night either. Master Prostate will work for you. You don't have anything to lose except the frequent trips to the bathroom that bug the heck out of your partner. Call right now, 800-716-6520. Get all the details. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you for your free bottle of Master Prostate. Keep yourself asleep at night, 800-716-6520.
With over 900,000 products in 31 categories, Grainger has pretty much everything you need to keep your business up and running. So, instead of telling you what we do have, it might be easier to tell you what we don't have. Like dinosaur traps, vinyl records of songs sung in Morse code, clowns that aren't a little creepy, or minivans that make you look cool. No, despite having over 900,000 products, we don't have those. Mostly because they don't exist. For super fast access to all our products, just call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Thanks again for the generous donation.
Oh, don't mention it. When I heard from Katie, who read Kevin's blog that sent everyone to a fan page because of a tweet Bobby shared about the newsletter you sent him in an email, well, I just had to help out.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to potential donors like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
All right, 2020 News Quiz question. Who is Troy Davis, and why are we talking about him today? 800-510-8255. Troy Davis is in the news. Please tell us why he is for the News Quiz prize. 800-510-TALK on Good Day.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
All right, how many people listening right now do not know who George Foreman is? Please raise your hands.
I'm 2-time heavyweight champ of the world. I'm an Olympic gold medalist, and I'm walking down the airport, and this lady rushes to me and says, George Foreman, stop. I want your autograph for my child. And the mother said, do you know what he does? And the kid said, yeah, he makes grills.
I got happy news. Arnold Schwarzenegger turned 62 years old today. 62 years old, Arnold. As a result, in his next movie, Arnold will play a robot who gets up twice a night to pee.
Listen to this. They say that this sex robot is so lifelike and not only has sex, but can have a conversation and express emotion. Luckily, guys, there's a button that turns that off. So you're okay.
Oh, you boys.
You boys.
800-510-8255. All right, so as we have 20 minutes, that's how this works. The 2020 news quiz question, or any of the quizzes, I try to ask them around 20 past the hour and get the info and the answer on the air with your calls at 800-510-8255 before 20, before the hour. Gives us 20 minutes to figure out, in this case, who Troy Davis is and why are we talking about him, or why do we need to talk about him, because I think we really do need to be talking about him and his case. Also, at DougStephan.com today, the focus actually this week on who carries, or maybe better put, given the last couple of items there from the comedy world, what carries the Olympic flame? The tradition has been budding athletes.
Mm-hmm.
They are given a chance to be part of the competition around the world.
Right.
Right?
Pass from one to another.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So why should humans have all the glory, asks
why
James
Law. Why should we have
Law.
All the fun?
Yeah. So here's this computer scientist is at Aberystwyth University in England. He has nominated a robot to be part of the Olympic torch relay. He suggested that the iCub robot, designed to learn from the world just like a human, I taught the iCub. It's a baby robot.
The only robot that I've ever seen performing athlete stuff is that game. You know the game I'm talking about with the two boxing robots?
No.
You totally know it. Michael, what's the game called?
Rock'em Sock'em Robot.
Rock'em Sock'em Robot.
I don't do any
robot.
Of that stuff. I don't do any of those games.
Well, it was an easy game. It was like when I was a kid.
It made
a
difference.
Violent.
All right. So anyway.
But that's the only sport I've seen a robot play.
Robots. Knock'em Sock'em. Okay.
Rock'em Sock'em.
So then you would be opposed to, this is, what is it? Next year is the 100th anniversary of the birth of Alan Turing, the founder of computer science.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the code breaker, remember, in World War II?
Yes.
He said, quote, a robot torch bearer would be a fitting tribute to this fellow, the guy who developed him from Aberystwyth. His name is James Law. So we got two people here we're talking about. And Law says that the fitting tribute for Mr. Turing
would be having a robot torchbearer in the Olympics. What do you think about that? Our poll yesterday at DougStephan.com asked that question. What do you think about a robot carrying the flame for the torch? Mm-hmm. Let's see how this shook out. 72% said that's wrong. It ought to be done by athletes, or at least people from the host nation. 19% of you who responded to this poll at DougStephan.com, does it really matter? Nobody remembers who carries the torch anyway. 5% of you said it would be cool to see, but I'm not sure that it's appropriate. And 4% of you said, I'd love to see that. Technology is amazing. So you can see where all that...
What if he drops the torch, then he melts?
Yeah, well, right? Foolishness. Today's poll has to do with changes coming to Facebook. We were talking about that a little bit yesterday, how the new, if you have a Facebook account, you went in and you're all confused.
Oh, it's terrible. Have you looked at your Facebook page yet?
I haven't, but I'll have you steer me in that direction. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that in the next half hour. Plus, we want to find out who Troy Davis is. That's coming up on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you have a food allergy or know somebody who does, then you know how difficult it can be when you travel and dine out. You see, what makes allergies especially tricky is when language barriers make it difficult to communicate your specific needs. One helpful resource is SelectWisely.com. You can order allergy and emergency cards in several languages. AllergyEats.com, which is also available as a smartphone app, lists allergy-friendly restaurants around the U.S. AllergyFreePassport.com offers tips on travel and snack suggestions. And speaking of peanuts, some airlines have stopped serving them altogether, but not all the airlines. Right now, the Department of Transportation is actually reviewing public commentary and studies to decide whether it should implement an across-the-board rule. Remember, at the end of the day, you're responsible for your own health. So make sure you always wear an up-to-date medical ID tag. And if you can't speak, the tag will speak for you. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I must have hit a mogul straight on. Every time I went over, my leg broke. Even though it was New Year's Day, MedJet Assist was able to take care of everything.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
Nursery looks great. Glad we got that personal loan from One Main Financial. And the loan specialist said we have options if our situation changes.
Honey, twins.
Twins?
City Financial is now One Main Financial. Still providing personalized loan solutions. Go to OneMainFinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. One Main Financial. Your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of a license.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one with me here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Final LP by the Lost Vegas.
Too
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't want me to Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
After the hour, today's Doug Steffen Good Day program brought to you by the letter G.
G?
G.
Like G's?
Like G's.
G. Like that's good. One of my favorite words.
Like great. Like golly. What's your favorite G word? 800-510-
Garbage.
It's
French. Right. You may not have heard of it before.
Okay, so our 2020 News Quiz question is following up on Troy Davis. Why are we talking about, or why ought we to be engaged in a conversation about Troy Davis? By the way, Dr. Ken will join us in a few minutes with his daily dose of important medical information. Here's Francis listening in San Jose, California. Some people refer to San Jose as a suburb of either Sacramento or San Francisco, but Francis, we know better than that, right?
Yes, it exceeds in either of those respective cities in population.
Right.
And
right.
One thing I may say is this: I think your show is an excellent offering for the edification and enjoyment of the listening audience.
Thank you, Francis. That's a very good thing for you to say. We'll take that to heart. I appreciate that, and that's what some people. It's not the usual banal conversation or banal. How do you pronounce
it?
Is it banal or banal?
Banal, I would say.
Banal, yes. All right, so tell us the story of Troy Davis, if you would, sir.
Troy Davis, yes. He was executed last night for the killing of a policeman in Georgia.
Right, which apparently he didn't do.
Well, that's a matter of conjecture.
Uh-huh. Conjecture on whose part?
Well, on the part of the general public, some say he did, some say he didn't.
Well, wouldn't you think when you're executing somebody, you want to be sure that
yeah.
he
did?
I should think you should. However, he has had many opportunities to prove his case, which he didn't do.
I believe, and I don't know, is this guy a black guy or a white guy? I never saw a picture of him.
I believe he's black.
Black guy, okay. So maybe that answers part of the question.
And the reason I think that is because on Twitter, all night and all morning,
yeah.
Rodney King has been trending because they're comparing this to the Rodney King situation.
How so?
that it was...
The two guys are black, and they...
Yeah.
Or you mean the police gang up
police
on...
Police brutality, that kind of deal, yeah.
Well, in this case, Francis, are you pleased with the way the news media has covered this story?
Oh, I haven't listened to it, to tell you the truth. I just heard a few shots that just started, a week ago, I heard.
Right.
Once or twice.
Have you made up your mind as to whether you, Francis, think this fellow, Troy Davis, was guilty or not?
Well, I'm not fair to make the judgment because I don't know the full particulars.
Okay, but you did answer the question correctly, and you had great things to say about it, so we appreciate both of those things. Hold on a second. We're going to send you a prize, some free e-food that I think you'll enjoy. Weldon's down in Florida. I'm interested in your opinion on whether or not justice was served here, Weldon. What do you think?
Well, to tell you the truth, Doug, I honestly don't know the case well enough to really comment on that.
Well, let me give you a little background, all right? I can do that for a minute. This is not the event last night, which was pretty much a circus, 500, 600, 700 people at the prison and hundreds
of
people.
It's really kind of disgusting things go down.
The whole thing, right. This is a town called Jackson, Georgia, where the prison is. This fellow, as he's brought in on the gurney, strapped down into the death chamber, says, quote, "I am innocent. All I ask is that you look deeper into the case so you can find out that I'm telling the truth. I ask my family and friends to continue to fight this fight." The justice, according to the prosecutors, had been served. However, 7 of the 9 people who testified against him a number of years ago recanted, that is, changed their story when asked particulars. It's kind of like, this sounds like a page out of Law and Order or something.
Did you ever see the movie The Life and Times of Richard Gale? That's exactly what this was about. The guy ended up dying and then was proved innocent after he was put to death.
Yeah, well, that's the problem with the death penalty. That's why when this all became a focus in Illinois a number of years ago, when Governor Ryan, who otherwise apparently was a crook because he's in jail, but had the right idea about this, there were so many people they were finding after the fact they'd put to death that they stopped it. And so this is the kind of question America, it seems to me, this is a very more important question than whether the millionaires ought to pay more in taxes, at least to me, my value system and judgment. This is a problem. This has been going on for years. I think this is a – do you know how long? Well, then, this is a 20-year-old case or something, isn't it?
Well, I do know of cases that have gone on that long. I'll put it this way. While I do believe in capital punishment, I think absolutely every human effort should be made to determine the truth.
Right.
I'm with you. Absolutely.
And so it went to the Supreme Court yesterday. He was supposed to die at 7. They put it off until the Supreme Court could look at it, and then they decided they wouldn't intervene. So then, they put him to death. There are hundreds, literally hundreds of thousands of people who have signed petitions given, and there are a lot of prominent people who were in on this. 7 of 9 key witnesses against him then recanted and then said, well, we didn't say this wasn't right. Part of the testimony they said was wrong, or all of it was. But the state and federal judges repeatedly rule against this. And that was 3 times yesterday alone. So the person who would look at this and say, okay, well, are the judges, are you, Doug Steffen, smarter than all the judges? This is not about being smart. It's about if 7 of 9 people say I didn't tell the truth in court, and there are other things that are a question, what the hell's the big hurry to fry this guy? It costs less money to keep him in jail than it does to fry him anyway.
Well, that's just, some people are so hell-bent on, and I do know that the legal system is not always the same thing as a justice system.
You're right about that. Yeah.
I have a friend who's been incarcerated in Florida for over 20 years for a crime he did not commit. It wasn't murdered. But I do know that the legal system put the royal shaft to it.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I do believe in capital punishment when it has been absolutely proven.
Right.
that
it's a heinous crime, rape and murder.
Serial killers.
Serial killer. Those people need to be just killed. And that's, I have a real hard problem with taking anybody else's life. That's just not my spiritual belief. But you get into some of these things that are just so horrible.
One of my very good friends, I think I've mentioned it before, her grandmother and grandfather were killed by the Night Stalker, by Richard Ramirez.
Yeah.
And as much as I struggle internally with the death penalty, this is in one case where I have to support her because she and her family really need to see that for closure in whatever way. But she's talked to me about it, and she needs it for closure, and she deserves it. He admittedly killed these people.
An incredibly flawed system rears its head in circumstances like this. And so that's what, and most Americans, when given the facts, that's why I wanted to talk about it, because I don't think a lot of people know who this fellow is. They heard the story about somebody being executed in Georgia, and that's it. And so this is, I abhor the discussion, the class warfare discussion about taxes and millionaires and that kind of stuff. And I wonder if asking the question about why these things happen in Georgia and Mississippi and Texas and places in the South, why is it that they happen there and they have been curtailed in the North? Why do you think that is, Weldon?
Well, a lot of it is the media, the sensationalism, because it's a known fact, because I was born and raised in the South, and it's a known fact that in the past, a black person, didn't have to be guilty of a crime against a white person in order to be executed. All they had to do was be accused of it.
Right, yeah. Well, the guy, was it yesterday or this week that horrible person, remember the incident about, 10, 12 years ago, maybe even longer than that now, it seems like yesterday, where the black guy was wrapped in chains and put behind a pickup truck and a guy dragged him through the woods and killed him? Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
That guy was put to death. And pretty recently, if I don't remember if it was this week, but I know it's been not long ago, and he deserved it. Every bit of his body deserved to die in that circumstance.
Absolutely. In fact, he shouldn't have gotten the needle. He should have been put to death the same way they put James Burton.
You know, there's something to be said for that. That's really, I don't know, maybe that's above my pay grade. But these people that do these horrible things, there's no justification for keeping them, but you know he did it. There was no doubt, never a doubt. It was obvious who did it, so there was no worry there. And it still took him 10, 12 years to put him to death because of all the appeals that are normal. It costs millions of dollars whenever you put somebody to death. In his case, it was worth it. In the case of Troy Davis, it doesn't make any sense. Weldon, thank you for adding to the conversation. It's one of those just awful moments in America, I think. Justice couldn't have been served, in my opinion, given the fact that there were so many people who asked so many questions. The system is flawed. And one of the callers said, Jennifer, it wasn't about justice, it's about winning.
Right. And that's what it comes down to, is that debate between.
And how many times have you heard lawyers say that?
I just don't know. If there is a question, how does anybody feel good and be able to go to sleep at when they go home at night? You know, if there's any question, I don't know. I wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah. All right. It's 15 before the hour. I'll put this aside. Dr. Ken will give you some information that will probably be pretty useful just a moment here on Good Day.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Elisa Ilana Jewelry is proud to offer From Soldier to Soldier bracelets, a stylish fashion statement with a conscience, and a powerful fundraiser in honor of our veterans. $25 from each bracelet will be donated to Homes for Our Troops, assisting wounded veterans and their families. The button clasp symbolizes a uniform. Each knot on the bracelet symbolizes a fallen hero. The bracelets are produced in the USA and can be purchased at ElisaIlana.com or 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Friday marks Global Beer Responsible Day, a day dedicated to promoting responsible drinking around the world. To commemorate the occasion, more than 1,500 Anheuser-Busch employees around the U.S. will leave their offices for the day to visit bars, restaurants, and grocery stores to promote the use of designated drivers and the responsible drinking message. Kathy Casso, Vice President of Corporate Social Responsibility for Anheuser-Busch.
For three decades, Budweiser has been leading the way in promoting designated drivers. Our programming to encourage responsible drinking takes place all year long, but on September 23rd, our employees are making an extra push to spread the message with the support of wholesalers, retailers, and many other partners.
Research shows that 64% or 141 million American adults over the age of 21 have either been a designated driver or have been driven home by one. To pledge to be a designated driver, visit Budweiser's Facebook page.
Thirteen before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, a visit now with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, brought to you by the folks who have discovered a product that is absolutely perfect for your skin. The anti-aging cream Tautinol keeps your skin moisturized, helps support your collagen production. Tautinol is the perfect cream for your face because it has three very powerful ingredients, Ken.
Natural products.
That stimulate the growth of collagen, et cetera. What are they?
Yes. Natural products, hyaluronic acid, vitamin C, Matrixyl 3000, things your body has, just not in high enough concentration. And Tautinol will get it to where it needs to be. It's been proven safe and effective, developed by a plastic surgeon. And the nice thing about it, after you avoid the needles, the surgery, the more complex and potentially dangerous treatments, this will give you your money back if it doesn't work.
Proven ingredients, reversing the signs of aging on your face. Tautinol is available by calling 800-291-2584. Call them now and get this package. Actually, there's a good reason to call for the special deal, 800-291-2584. You buy two at the regular price, get one free, and as Ken said, 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, you get your money back. You'll love it. Call 800-291-2584. 2584. You want to look younger, you want Tautinol. 800-291-2584. So what's the story, Ken, with these varicose vein treatments?
Well, previously there was one option for these very common enlargement of the veins, usually from obesity or just standing on your body too long. The gravity from your body pushes these veins, which return the blood from the ankles back to the heart, makes them bulge. Usually they become a cosmetic problem. Sometimes they can hurt and need to be removed. Surgery in the past has been the only treatment. Now laser treatment is an option. This is out of the archives of dermatology. They're both equally effective at preventing the recurrence of these veins after 2 years, according to this new study.
Depression and its connection to stroke.
Journal of the American Medical Association this morning, Doug, many people become depressed after they experience a stroke, but this new research, very important, shows that depression may actually increase the risk of stroke and also the risk of dying from that stroke.
Wow. Depression. You got to do something. It's a national epidemic.
People don't live a healthy lifestyle, they don't take their medicines, and their immune system is depressed.
Dr. Ken with a word here on Good Day.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
the scooter store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the scooter store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time now for an overview of technology, including your thoughts on the changes this week to Facebook. A lot of upset over the wide-ranging changes to Facebook. The rumor is that you haven't seen anything yet. They're holding their annual conference in San Francisco at Facebook today, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Insiders are saying the changes will come to be the biggest thing to happen since the site launched. New changes. So our poll, what do you think about the changes? A, they're great, makes it an even better site. B, no big deal. I don't see what all the fuss is about. C, the site's very confusing now, and I can't find anything. D, I don't like it at all. I'm done with Facebook. Or E, I don't care because I don't use Facebook. So what say you? You have... We were following all this stuff.
Yeah,
we have several Facebook accounts here.
I don't love it. Will I get rid of Facebook? No, it is awkward because it used to be that you could choose to see your top news stories where Facebook would put together the stories that you'd be interested in.
Right.
Or you could see it in real time. So you could see people's updates come in real time. Now you have a section for recent stories, which they pick for you. And then they have another category for stories that had happened earlier in the day. And again, they pick those for you based on who they think you're going to be interested in seeing.
Uh-huh.
And then on the right-hand side, they have what all of your friends are doing in real time. So, for instance, my friend Tim McGinnis just commented on someone else's status, and I'm getting notified about it in the top right-hand corner.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of like it's giving me a lot of information that I don't really want. I just want to see what people are doing in real time.
I think one of the reasons they're doing it is because there's a sales motive attached to it in some way, shape, or form.
That's... People are saying it looks like Google Plus, which I have not done yet. I'm trying to stay away because I can't take one more social networking site.
Yeah. I mean, how much of this stuff can you have occupy your time?
Right.
That's the other thing. It gets.
But I've heard
foolish.
It looks an awful lot like that.
Yeah, foolishness. All right, so that's something to contemplate. Did you know that there's a way to synchronize just about any type of file with any type of wireless device? Did you know that, Jennifer?
I did not know that. No.
Alex Goldfain, who is our technology tailor, will explain how this thing works for us. If you'll stand by just a moment, this is Good Day.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Let's talk today about a technology that's widely used and at once widely unknown. For those who put it to use, it's largely taken for granted. I'm talking about Dropbox, the web-based file sharing service that makes it easy to access your work documents, photos, music, videos, and anything else from any computer, iPad, or smartphone. It's real-time synchronization. Basically, Dropbox is internet-based file storage that synchronizes with a folder on your computer. So, while this may sound rather unexciting, here's how it works in real life. You can edit a document on your computer, save it, and then open it. open it up on your iPhone or iPad without having to transfer anything. Here's another real-life example. I have a video editor. I upload the raw videos to my Dropbox folder, and then my editor, living across the country, accesses it via Dropbox from his computer. How much does all of this convenience cost? It's free for up to 2 gigabytes of storage. I'm Alex Goldfein.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I meant to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
All right, so Facebook making this huge overhaul, and this is, they say they're surprised. I'm just looking at another story about this. They're surprised about the amount of negative feedback. Why do you think they're surprised? Are they out of touch? Are they becoming so big they're out of touch with their
base?
Yeah,
anytime there's a change, there's always a lot of bad feedback. But this is absolutely the worst I've ever seen. I mean, everybody's posting about how they hate it. And people are, it's trending on Twitter even.
It is.
About the new Facebook,
Along with Casey Anthony trending on Twitter. But the comments there are pretty interesting, Jennifer.
They are. Both Troy Davis and Casey Anthony are trending right now on Twitter, and people are really saying that she should be the one that's put to death, that our American justice system should be questioned because he didn't do anything wrong, she did, and the roles should be reversed.
Yeah. So justice ought to be the focus of lots of conversation today on a lot of good radio conversation programs like this one. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and I are here, 59 after the hour on Good Day.